that Mervyn Temple not trying to get too detailed, finding out what the need is, and then approaching with the opportunity based on need. It just seems to clarify for me.
That's totally awesome. So it feels like it's maybe a weight is lifted then, huh?
Very much.
Are both Mike and Teresa on? If you are, you're in your mute mode right now. And I can't hear. Hi, Mike. What were some of the things that you garnered this weekend?
There's more I need to learn. most of it is the simplicity. I keep trying to complicate everything, and I just got to back off and learn that everyone doesn't need to know everything I think I need to know.
Ooh, I like that. And do you think some of your downline suffer from the same thing?
Oh, heavens no. They need to know everything I think they need to know.
There you go. Very good. And let's see. Keith, what were you saying? Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say that it was really clear to me that this whole picture of Meekin is a huge opportunity for everybody. And whatever involvement they want to be in, so it's really up to us to get that out to them. That look at the opportunity, whether it's the wellness, the business, the whole picture, whatever it is. But, you know, don't be afraid to just tell people what a great opportunity this is.
That really is the crux of it, because if we get to that point, people will believe. Because they can feel it, they can believe it. Keith, why don't you throw in on this? And what I'm going to have to do, guys, is I'm going to have to go out and come back in, because I got a whole big bird's nest here that's not apparently operating properly. So, Keith, what was your perspective?
Well, like Mike, you think you have it down pat, but you certainly don't. You can find out from other people their input and what their struggles and some of the challenges that they go through. And I'm finding that, every one of us has got something just a little bit different. We seem to think, well, yeah, I think I know what I'm doing here, but it's really easy to stumble. And I notice that some people, even that's been in many years, like Terry Latham, it took him a couple of years before he finally got it and started going. So I tried not to put myself in a situation that I'm going to rush in there and get them all now, and then next year I can sit back and take it easy, because that's not the way it's going to go. It's a daily learning process.
Excellent. Okay, I think I'm finally getting enough shut down here that maybe if I can get this out of here, we might be able to get at it. Jack, what did you pick up this weekend?
Yeah.
Jack just came on. I don't know if you're on the audio segment. If you are, you may be muted, and you might want to check that out. Mary Jo, welcome. Are you able? If you're able to hear me, then you're on, and we can't hear you. So help me out here. If you are on mute, kick back in. Okay, still unable to hear you. So hopefully you'll be able to access us on the talkie line, and some ways in which we can mute and unmute yourself is star six. Yeah, well, if you do star six once, it'll mute you. If you do star six again, it'll unmute you, and you can go back and forth all day doing that. If you have a mute on your phone, that may also be the case. And what I'm going to do now is to go back to my main page, and I'm going to type in some information for those who sometimes will come on the call, and they miss that opportunity to dial in. So I'm going to see if I can get this thing. It's just having a heck of a time. and see if I can get the thing to give me a... It's not working right now. Darn it. There we go. Okay. Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give an instruction on the screen for those who are having trouble with their audio, and then they'll be able to read it and then find us on the audio. So just hang on for a second.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
While you're doing that, if you don't mind, I'll just mention something I learned at our regional event.
Very good.
We had Daryl Merritt there with us, and we talked with him afterwards, and he mentioned that for the people that have the body energizers, this isn't going to be something that's going to come out in the magazines and such. They're going to let it just sort of go out to the grassroots as people find out about it or have a need for it. But if you've been a person like me that absolutely loves the body energizer but has been nervous because I've had issues with it and I don't like buying something from a company and then not having it to be able to be serviced. But the body energizer at this point, within the next week or two, he just trained these people on it. If someone has a problem with one of the biaxial units, six units or two or whatever, they've actually trained the people on the phones how to walk people through, taking eight screws out of it, popping it in half, pulling out a board, putting the board in, putting a two screws and pulling the biaxial rotation unit out and putting a brand new one in and such. And those are going to be available, so I just wanted to mention that to you. So if you've got something like that, instead of being a $400 paperweight, it's going to be something that can be repaired by you.
That is one of the best things. That's excellent, excellent stuff. So, Steve, you get a happy face on your paper for that. All right. Hopefully everybody's here, and I'm going to check to see if one of our leaders is here. And so, at least on the phone side of it, Gina, are you with us? If you're with us, Gina, then you're not showing up on this. We need to have you come in and come off your mute. Well, tonight what we're going to be doing is taking a look at the structure for the next 3 months. This is going to become a cyclical event, and we now have the pieces in place. We now have what I've been looking for a long time, and that is an instructional call that will be on every Monday night. There will be a team of people. That team of people will be nine in number. And there will be requirements for those folks, and I'm trying to get this commitment form to come up. We'll just actually read off of that. Those who are interested in going to silver and going hard, if you're already at silver, you're already at gold, you're trying to go to platinum, it's as if you're building all over again. One of the keys to developing yourself in Nikan and winning the prizes that many people would like to get, the car program, the home program, and getting home for free, or getting some freedom and coming home, it really is about the nature of how you build your business and how you put it all together. So we're going to take a look at. I'm going to try it a different way here and see if I can access what I'm looking for because it's all messed up. We're going to give you the basic structure of the next 3 months. In the next week, I'd like to have you all review Terry Latham's lead call. Tonight, he got a team of nine together, and they introduced themselves to one another. He laid out the parameters of what's going to happen over the next 3 months. I'm going to lead all of you to that site, how that can be listened to. And I'm going to have a new site on my website, and it's a new page on my website. It'll be for the training within this class. Those who it's going to be available for both those who are participants in the call and those who are in what we call the gallery. The gallery is a section of people that will be able to listen and observe the growth and development of certain teams and see how you do stacked up with those teams. We will each week have Gina, who will be my assistant on the call, come on and take role at the beginning. It is about accountability. And during that roll call, we will be providing information on how well you're doing in filling in the gaps, in making the becoming active and doing the things that will make you successful in the camp. Those people that are the group of nine will be like rock stars, as the others, or a reality show, as the other people listen and follow your growth and development. They'll be inspired by what you do. They'll learn from you learning from each other. And you will come on during the initial phases, and you'll give us a complete or an incomplete. Now, those two statements mean this. There will be a series as I'm able to call up this piece I'm looking for and hopefully get this online for you. There are basic requirements, like you must attend a wellness preview. Now, I know that many of you have a complete and total inability to get through a wellness preview on one given week for some reason or another. So we're going to provide you with the opportunity to give one. Or you can participate in one over the Internet. So really, we're trying to make it so that we can work around your incredibly busy lives. You also will need to be contacting and presenting to five people during the week. You will be required to read three or four chapters in a book and listen to a CD. Once you come on, we'll ask during the roll call, complete or incomplete. Now, here's one of the basic premises of what we're going to be doing. You are complete if you've done those things. You're incomplete if you, let's say, only have three people that you've contacted during the week. You can tell that that's incomplete. It did not meet the requirements of what you were attempting to do. If, in fact, you become incomplete, you have no recourse. There is no discussion. You don't say, well, the cow exploded in the garage, and that scared the cat, and I had to go get this cat out of the tree. So I had them all scheduled, got right up here to the last minute, and one of them didn't show up. The premise of this call is we absolutely cannot care what you can't do. What we have to know is what you can do. And when we get to that point where we know what you can do, then we can work together with all the things we can do and move toward the future. I liken this process to a group of you will be dropped behind enemy lines. You come across a secret that will save tens of thousands of people's lives. As a group of nine, you're going to try to escape across the line and get the information to the people that need to have their lives saved. Now, in the process, there may be a few that break their leg. There might be a few that get stuck up to the canyon somewhere, and yet the clock keeps ticking. We can't wait and come back for those who may have a disaster along the way. We'll give you the best provisions we can. We'll have to leave you there and keep on moving. Our goal is to get to the point where you're making $20,000 in group volume and developing groups of 30 to 60 distributors as you become silver over that period of time. So we all begin to work together in that regard. And I had just called up something here, and it doesn't seem to be showing up, so I'm going to try it again. And it is a commitment form. It's still working. It's just slow. And now on this commitment form, it's going to talk about the basic component pieces that we'll be using and requiring along the way. You will become very tight. You as a group of people will work together significantly. You will figure out your own problems. Gina and I will be presenting you with each week's assignments. Gina will be keeping track of the accountability. How well are you able to keep up with the things that you've made a commitment to do. If you review during the course of this week Carrie's call and you hear what that's all about, you review the information on the commitment form, if it'll come up, the little Dickens, you will listen to the call tonight. You'll be able to ask questions. And through that process, we're going to ask you to send in the commitment form to me or to Gina. At that point, we will be asking you if you're in, if you're ready. We'll be doing a little bit of an interview because, really, we have to have the people who are going to really rock and roll. If we can prove through this group of nine that people make it over the hump, they get through it, the belief systems go up. And I want to give Dave and Rhonda just a second, if they're available by vocal here. Some of the things that you gained by going through this kind of a course before. Are you available, Dave and Rhonda?
Dave is here.
Okay. What do you think about that form, both for yourself and then for your team as it came along later?
The commitment from our side, going to that call on Monday night, making sure we had all our ducks in a row and that we fulfilled that, it really motivated us to go out and do it. And we was able, after going that P1 call, I believe we made silver that first month after we started the P1 call.
So it kind of kept you on track for really what you were looking for, right?
Absolutely, because we didn't have a clue of what we were doing.
Terrific. Gina and Rick, what was it like for you?
Well,
Gina, can you give me a star four? It'll give me a little more gain on your phone, and we can hear you more clearly.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, go ahead.
Is that better?
A little bit.
Sure, I can. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, about the same. Maybe, but I think we can hear.
Okay. Well, it was certainly an eye-opener. We had already gone silver before we got on the call, but it sure helped us to go back and relearn some of the things that we kind of whizzed through that first month that we went silver. So, like Dave said, the accountability is awesome when you know that the team is counting on you and that your part matters. You get excited about being a part of the team and about fulfilling your obligation and your commitment, and then it just pays off huge dividends in the long run. So it was very well worth it.
Very good. Now, I'm going to do something that I've never done before after this call tonight. I'm going to make an attempt to try to email this directly to all of you when the call is over. It's the commitment form. That's an option that I'm supposed to have on this. But I'm also going to post it on my website, and you'll have direct access then to the commitment form that you can download. But let's go through each one of the pieces and components here. And so it says commitment form. Before you sign this commitment form, you want to have a clear understanding of the requirements and the commitments for this call. After reading the information below, please sign and date the form and send a copy to your coach. Your coach and mentor will also sign the form. You want to keep a copy of your for yourself as an everyday reminder of your dedication to successfully launching your business. So the number one thing is, this is a three-month training call designed to build your 90-day success story. Participation is required for the entire 3 months. Now, we might find that we've got people that are going to have a wedding, and, I'd have to pull out the middle 3 weeks. Well, I best recommend that you just sit in the gallery and listen during that time frame, because we need you, and we need you each one of those weeks. This commitment to one another, that commitment personally to being there, makes it all the sweeter for all the people on the team. Number two, you'll have your tools. Now, these are going to include the books, CDs, DVDs, used for the education and to build your business. The tools that we will be using will be listed under GOT, which is getting on track, GOT 95, and I'll type that up before we go tonight, and so you can see it, GOT 95 at focusongrowth.com. When you go on the Focus on Growth site, and you look across their bar at the top, and you click on GOT or getting on track, they may spell it out, it'll drop down a menu that tells you the different items that will be a group of CDs and three books. For those who want to do it in just one fell swoop, I think it's only $78 for that whole thing. If you have those pieces and components already, you're good to go. And so that's Focus on Growth, GOT 95. The second option that's going to occur up there is that every week, Terry Latham is going to have his team with a recorded call, and you're going to listen to some people who are hot right now. They will be 1 week ahead of us. You'll be able to identify with those people. You'll be able to listen to what's going on in their business strategies. When you come onto the call here, then you can compare how you're doing up against how they're doing. Now, what's nice about that is it's going to be recorded. It'll be accessed through this GOT on Focus on Growth. So you'll have your tools and be available for, because those are the things that we're going to be discussing back and forth. You have to purchase one of the three packs. That's the good, the better, or the best. Now, the reason that we do that is because we're setting you up to be successful long term. If you've done that in the past, you're well on your way to a wellness home, certainly you've gotten the materials, you've gotten enough to become a senior. Those are the things that we're looking at there, because if you really don't have anything, you don't have anything to start with, and you need to be on autoship. Because the leaders, the number fives that are going to be going into this game, are going to be those people that are going to set a precedent that others will follow. You have to do that during the first 30 days of this program, and this allows you to demonstrate the products and for you to have your own experience with the products. Number four, you have to register and attend Humans Being More training. But one of the nice things is that we have that coming up in Spokane, and I think that's July 18, 19. That's a Saturday, Sunday this time. And so for some who went to the Friday last time, might be able to make a match there. So this is a requirement for going silver. Yeah, I mean, once you get the silver, then you've got to make this class or you don't get paid. So it's just critically important. You're going to have 100 name lists. Without pre-qualifying, write down at least 100 names of the people that you know. This will be the starting place to begin your business. In fact, if we can figure this out, we should have you send that in just so we know you're on track with it and we can work from it with you as well. Be coachable and teachable. That's number six. Number seven, we'll have these weekly activities. First, you're going to share the business opportunity with at least five people in the form of an...
Seven.
You can't do what?
I can't see number seven. Is it just me? Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you got it now?
I got it. Sorry.
Okay. Very good. So you're going to share the business opportunity with at least five people. You're going to be on the weekly accountability call every Monday night at 8 p.m. And that should be our time, so not Central Time. You're going to complete the reading, the CD, and the DVD assignments. You're going to attend the recommended events. This is the most critical piece that Terry brought to us this last week. Each of you, as you begin to become a critical cog in the wheel, a member of this thing that's going to grow and develop and become more and more exciting, there's two things. If you're up, the meeting needs you. If you're down, you need the meeting. So those are the only two options a person has. So we've got the mid-month events. Now, mark your calendars, because the mid-month events are going to occur on the third Saturday of the month. We're working toward getting that so it's just absolutely predictable, and we'll be working to schedule our things. Now, there might be something like I think that it's the Wellness Expo that's coming up next. We'll be on it might be the second, but I think it is the third Saturday of the month. We got Humans Being More the next time. That'll be the third Saturday of the month. So that's going to be our mid-month kind of an effort. That third Friday, we're going to have a fun get-together and celebrate the accomplishments of people. This all is going to be predicated on a really cool concept that just makes Nikan so much easier, and that is to be successful. In order to get to where you want to go, they're real simple. All you got to do is keep your name in the Nikan Family Magazine. And there are a number of different programs and things that you can win in order to get there. You're going to want to be at the Rhythm of the Nikan, which we're going to have every quarter. The next one's in August. And we're going to then celebrate how we did during this run. We're going to highlight those people that made it. We're going to put them on stage. And then we're also going to have, you're going to retire, or required attendance is going to be the home presentations. I would love to require, but I know, you know, in some cases it's just an impossibility, but I'll tell you what, Nikan is making every effort to make that convention incredibly affordable. And there's a call that's going on, or went on to say at 6 o'clock, talking about some of the ways in which you can not only get a free ticket into the Nikan convention fairly simply, but you can also get free nights stay when you get there. And so we want to make that opportunity for you to be at that in October, and then celebrate the fact that you're all going silvers, golds, and platinums by that time. That's going to be some of our work. Number 8, each week on the accountability call, you'll be expected to be on track with your progress. That means moving toward those dollar figures, those numbers of people in your organization. What are the things that you're going to set up for your goals? And then you're going to be on this complete and incomplete. And being on track is really critical for your success. Now, there's a second page to this, and I'm not sure it showed up. But there's one more piece at least, and that's saying, we want you to be serious enough about this that you're going to be assigned both a coach and a mentor. Now, the coach is going to be usually your immediate upline silver. And that's a person who can walk side by side with you as you go along through each one of these skills. They're your first go-to person. The mentor is somebody who's higher level, higher up. And that would be somebody, it may even come up to being me, that's on the President's Club, or whoever the higher up is in your organization that's at the gold or platinum level may be a mentor, or it could be another silver with lots of experience. You may find that your coach is simply somebody that's at the executive level. So Keith, for example, let's say that Angela really starts getting rocking and rolling down there and she wants to start this program. If you're an executive and you're going to be developing that business, you could be a coach. But you want a coach side by side, they'll have to work through this with you. We'll be holding those coaches accountable along the way as well. And then the mentor is your backup that will double cover you all the way up to showing you how to get a hold of people all around Nikan North America, plugging you in with the kind of ABCs that will put you in front of millionaires all over Nikan North America and give you that great advantage. So with that much so far, this week, as you review how this program is going to work, and you can ask questions, you can call and then just kind of grill me on it, then your job is to simply send this commitment form back signed. And when you send it to me or to Gina signed, we know that your intent is to join the program. We'll call back and give you a recap of the requirements, and hopefully if we get this thing screwed down as tight as I'd like it, all the requirements and all the commitment forms and the weekly assignments and so forth will be on a special page on my website. So far, do you guys have any questions?
Jerry, did you say that there was a cost to this, like the CDs? And I wasn't sure if I heard that right. just the
CDs are gonna, the CDs and the books are gonna be required. If you know somebody that's already gone through it or has those materials, or there are many of the CDs we use are not proprietary, they can be copied. You can get your hands on those. If you can piece all that stuff together, there would be no cost. And there's lots of people around that have got, have been through these programs before. Kind of like when you're in school and you could go to the used bookstore kind of deal.
Sure.
And just borrow them from a friend. Otherwise, you can get, if you pay for convenience sake, you can get all the materials at that GOT95 for about $78.
Jerry, do you have a list of what we're going to be using, or will you just be putting that
yes.
up?
Yes. In fact, if we could, if I can get this to work right now, for some reason my computer's really having a problem. But I'm going to try to flip over here and pull it up. And if it doesn't work for me, yeah, it's still having a problem. Let me see if I can. Gina, are you ready to take the ball here?
Sure.
All right, what I'm going to do, it's not quite pulling. I want you to watch my bouncing ball here. Can you see the bouncing ball now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the bouncing ball, and do you see three icons? One above this is a paper with a corner folded down. Do you see that?
Yep.
The next to it is two screens, and the third one is like a video monitor. Okay, once I give you the ball, you go to that video monitor and click on it, and I'll guide you through what to do. And I just want to see if it works. In fact, okay, you should have the ball now, and go to that third screen. There you go. And now what we're able to do is to see inside your computer as you work. That's quite a deal there. Is this your next new house?
That's just to keep Rick plugged in.
I'd put curtains in the bathroom on this baby if I was you. All right, now the next thing I'd like to have you do is to go to open up another web page. There you go. And then I want you to put FocusOnGrowth.com. There we go. And then we're going to look at order products and adventure tickets. That should be the first one there. Very good. Now let's go across the top and see if anybody, this is like Where's Waldo, can anybody find the GOT section or Getting on Track. So you may want to scroll to the right if we don't see it.
Yeah, T95, Get on Track.
All right, great. What you have there now is GOT95. Those are all, that's a list of all the things that we'll be using. So Think and Grow Rich. Learn the business one story at a time. That's a really great little book. Dare to Dream and Work to Win, and Think to Grow Rich. Those are the three books that we'll be working with. And the 10-pack of the Giant Awakens recruiting brochures, these are things you can sit down at the table and present from across the table. Is this for you? Is another CD? So this is a whole list of CDs, The Next Millionaire, Invisible Profit System by Chris Widener, Perfect Business by Robert Kiyosaki, Simply Speaking, Believe in Yourself by Dennis Williams, Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn, Brilliant Compensation, The Answer CD by Brian Tracy, the next trillion, the strangest secret, how to build a Nikan empire, CD by Dave Johnson, and Fishers of Men. And so with all of those, you can find somebody that has all of those, or you can fill in by ordering just some of those. And when you do that, we're all good to go. Make sense?
Yeah, do you know what the individual ones would be if we just needed, like, to add one or two?
Where they would be? You can go back to the main page for this. And then just go, if we look at the top up there, then go to CDs.
Oh, okay.
And they would all be available individually up there.
Okay.
Or books, you go into that section, you can find all the books individually as well.
Oh.
Or you could go to, some of you may want to use Blue Ribbon. Here's one of the biggest problems that I would really like to write into the commitment form. We get people that start this, and one of the biggest frustrations, you guys want to watch me rant and rave and jump all over the telephone, it's when we get to the fourth week and people say, well, I don't have that material yet. And when you make this commitment on this form, you're going to deal with your coach and your mentor. You're going to deal with me. You're going to deal with Focus on Growth. You're going to deal with some way to make this happen. And the other way, we will be attempting to put some of these CDs on the website, so you need to do nothing more than just click. And if you click and you can play it on the website, and then you have an excuse. There was an old thing I saw in a movie once where they tie both your arms and legs to one horse on the right side. They tie the legs to another horse on the left side, and then they whip the horse. Then you'll be required at the next call to bring both of you to the call. Y'all get the point?
Uh-huh.
Okay, from the people that we get commitment forms, we may only end up with three people that are good to go and ready to launch and locked in and saddle sore and good on it. That's okay. We're just looking for those people who are ready to go. Now, there will be a gallery section. This is what we call a gallery, where there will be a group of people who will be calling in and observing and listening. You can well imagine that as we start putting people in the on the teams, and we start rolling, you're going to find that that they are going to be interested. Well, they can come on each week and learn. They can learn what's going on. They can watch this, and they can say, geez, you know what? Based on what I'm seeing, the kind of stuff that I am observing here, I'd sure like to prep myself to be one of those people next time around to get on the call. So you're going to throw your people into the gallery, and they can do that. Others, I know some, get so stressed out because they are so personally so motivated that if somebody else is assisting them to get further motivated, well, they tend to jump off the bridge, and we always have to go after them. And so it's best for those people that get so stressed to just observe, be in the gallery, compare. It's like a game show. You know, there's some people that can get every question right on the game show, but if they're at home watching, but if you put them under the hot lights of being on the game show, they'd freak out, couldn't even answer their own name. That's what the gallery is for. Okay, any questions? Gosh. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good, Jerry. Yeah.
All good.
All right. So remember, Jerry's phone call that he did tonight will be posted on Focus on Growth by tomorrow afternoon. And if you're interested, I want you to plug in because we're going to throw our weight behind the people who get into this. Your coach, your mentor, and me. We are teaming up to build a belief system
and all those who are just hanging around watching you can. If you make it over the wall, they believe more. And we're setting this up so that we can run your teams. How many on this call would like to have a full-blown, thriving platinum in Australia?
Me? Hey,
me.
Sure.
Hey. And if you do, I want you to have the vision that you could turn around and throw your platinum people from Australia and their silvers, or their wannabe silvers, onto a call like this that they can access, and they don't have to feel like they're out there all by themselves. In real time, that would be the morning over there. They could join us on the call and be a member of the team, and then they can take over and be the teachers of the next cycle in Australia. And the same thing would occur in any state or any country that you move to. We're trying to establish a repeatable base. And I think by the time we get to next week, you're going to be incredibly excited about what we've done with the website and how it's going to be such a simplified method. And so the last little thing I want to do here is to see if I can pull that up. So from here, Gina, would you go to the top and click that Fog USA, just click off of that. And then in the URL line up there, type in teamdiscoverit.com. And I have to thank Mike for helping me to simplify a little bit. Hopefully you all can see and that it'll make sense. It's the more simple, and we're getting better all the time. And when we look at this, notice how much fewer words, how many fewer words there are than there used to be. So when you refer someone, go to the future wealth and wellness, I will be changing a little bit. This week, I'll be doing a Thursday 5:30, but starting next week, on step one, the future wealth and wellness, that's a webcast that I'll be doing live. It is based in part on validating Niken's products. What we learned from Terry this week, and I want you all to be very much aware of that, never do number one without doing number two. And Gina and I are working it up so that the end of the number one, and any time I'm doing a wellness preview at home, it's going to be really working toward pounding home that idea of this opportunity in the largest market in the history of mankind. And now is the time. There shouldn't be any reason, but if there, and we're going to check with people, we're going to say, is there any reason why you can't jump in right now? Let's get this thing rocking and rolling. So we're going to really tighten down on that. But they need to see, how do I make money? I've cleaned this up a lot today, and when you click on it, it should go, I better fix that one. But all these now will go directly to the links. There's no second steps involved. Now, if you would, I'm going to be eventually adding a new option over on the left-hand side for the calendar, and just trying to make it even simpler. If you see the calendars in the upper left-hand corner for local events, we'll move that down into that those selected options. Now, I'm going to show you, let's say a person is going to review Niken, and we're trying to get it to where they can go three simple steps and become fully informed. And that's what we've got here. If they're unable to make it live, or they're because their time just doesn't work, then go ahead and click on pre-recorded seminars. Now on this one, I think just to keep with convention, I might put the colored boxes there, if that seems to make more sense to people. But all of those now connect directly to the similar information, but all they have to do is click there and they can do it 24/7. Now the science and testimonials, once you go to that, these are just backup pieces of information.
the Wellness Network. We'll be using little chunks of that to just help do presentations for some of you who saw Terry's stuff. Those are available in that section. And then finally, let's go down to getting started. I just put together a real quick little patch here. And let's say you led your people to this, and let's you'll notice that I'm going to make it in a series of steps. Enroll as a distributor. And when you click on that, it'll basically pop up an application so you can download and fax in. And we can make it, we're working on that now, where you hook it up to your personal website. And when you go to your personal website, they can sign up under you immediately. Number one is determine what you want to become. On that. Okay. When we click on that, and it's not hot yet, but it'll go through. Do you want to be 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? And we're going to be learning that through the course of our. I haven't made it hot yet, Gina, but we'll be learning through the course of our studies this time how you orient somebody to NECAN, how you bring them in, and how you can deliver them directly to verbal tutorials and audio and video tutorials that will help them through each one of those steps. The next one would be getting your gear and then joining the team, and off we go. Have I simplified this enough to where it's beginning to start to make sense?
Great.
Terry,
on the pre-recorded web seminars, when you log in there, do you still need a password?
No, it's going to go directly to start. It'll just start playing.
Okay. Great.
All right, so I expect to see some of you belly up and send in your commitment forms and go through your development, and then you'll be the pioneers. Take a picture, stick them on the wall, and then someday they'll just say, geez, can you believe they used to wear that stuff?
Hey, Jerry. I got in late. This is Tina, and how do I get my commitment form? Where is it?
The commitment form will be posted on this Getting Started page, and I'll try to... I was trying to get to Terry Latham's wife because she's got to put up there, and it'll be up by tomorrow. And the other thing we're going to try to do is at least the first page of it. When you remember when all of you left your email addresses when you came in?
Yeah.
We're going to get an option right at the close of this to send an email to you, and I'm going to make an attempt to just have it sent directly to your email tonight.
Oh, okay.
And if that works, I'm all kinds of excited because I've not been able to have an option to use that before. So we'll give that a shot and see how it goes. The other place for all of you, if you want to find it and just download it, this will be your default. Gina, can you go to the upper section now and say, man, or type in teamlivid.com? This is my sister website. This is Terry Latham's website. And when you go into that one, we'll see what comes up.
Jerry, I have a question.
Yes?
Once the commitment forms are signed and turned in, who will we give our 100 name list to? Does that go to the Upline Silver, to the coach, or to the mentor, or who do we turn those into?
Definitely the Upline Silver is going to be the one, or your coach. You'll designate on the paper who the coach is, and then it'll be easy for Gina just to check with a coach and see if you got your full 100 in.
Okay.
If not, we'll know you're having trouble figuring out how to do that, and so we can jump in and give an assist. So your 100 name list will go to your coach. Go ahead and scroll.
Can you go off the top of your head where one of those jogger memory lists are? Because those are really good and really helpful for creating that 100 name list.
Yeah, there's one that comes in your box when you join NECAN.
Okay, awesome.
All right, would you go over and scroll down a little bit? And you see where it says commitment form? Click here. Go back up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
When you click on that commitment form, up will come the two-page commitment form that you can download at home. So this is our fail-safe backup. Because she hasn't given me the instructions on how to do this yet. So go ahead and click on the open section up next to browse. You got the open commitment little box that just showed up. There you go. And now go ahead and click on OK.
It's in a 2007 format, Gary, so that's not going to open up for anybody that has an older version of Word.
Actually, it did for me today.
Did you have a DOCX won't normally open. But,
okay. So I will talk to Rick afterwards. And if you got older than 2007 Word, Microsoft Word, it won't open. So we'll correct that situation. I have it here in a file, and it's just a matter of putting it on my website. So if you can get it down from that one, then go ahead and click OK. Let's see. Will yours pick it up, Rick?
No, because I only have 2003 installed.
Okay, there you go. We see now. Okay. All right, good. Now you see what you would get if it wasn't going to come up. So Rick and I will go at loading this on a 2003.
Gary, it says you can get it if you have the compatibility pack.
Uh-huh.
So you'd have to download that and install it to make it work.
All right. And that may be a hassle for some of you. Some of you may have a newer computer, and that's not a big deal for you. So give it a shot if you want. Otherwise, we'll go to work. I think now I know enough of what I want, where I want, how I want it, that Rick can help me put it in place, and we'll have one website, and we'll work from that. Y'all good?
Good.
Yeah. You can download the from Sun Microsystems. You can download the free program that works with all of the Excel and Word and stuff.
Okay, you're talking about OpenOffice?
Yeah, OpenOffice, right.
So if you download OpenOffice, will it open that?
Yes.
I'm not sure what the DOCX file ending.
Yeah, it works.
I don't think OpenOffice is compatible with it yet.
I think it is.
It probably will be in a couple months, but I don't think it is yet.
All right, well, we'll go back and forth on that, but I think there's a way I can stick that on mine, and hopefully we'll have that within the next few hours, and you'll be good to go. All right, thank you all for being on tonight.